This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, folks, get ready to dive into wedding photography. Are you thinking about maybe making it a career, or just curious about what it's really like behind the scenes? Either way, you're in for a treat. We've got two awesome sources for this deep dive. One is like the unfiltered, tell-it-like-it-is take on the good, the bad, and the ugly of wedding photography. And then we've got this other one that's, well, a bit more organized, like a summary of all the key points. So first off, let's set the scene right. Think about it, a perfect wedding day, all lovey-dovey, happy tears, and all that jazz. But, you know, there's also that potential for, like, family drama and the crazy schedule and maybe even, like, a sudden downpour out of nowhere. And guess who is right in the thick of it, trying to capture every single magical moment? The photographer.
It's so true. And the thing is, with wedding photography, it's not just about, like, knowing your camera and all the technical stuff. You're dealing with a whole lot of emotions, trying to capture the feel of such a huge day.
Absolutely. And our sources really highlight that whole emotional roller coaster aspect, you know?
Yeah.
They use words like high-stakes events and once-in-a-lifetime moments. I mean, that's a lot of pressure. Can you imagine trying to nail that perfect first kiss shot with everyone watching you? I'd be a nervous wreck.
It's a massive responsibility for sure. Yeah. There's a quote from the briefing document that really sums it up. The emotional weight of the job, the pressure to get every shot right, and the stress of high-stakes events surrounded by chaos and hundreds of people. Like, it's way more than just getting pretty pictures. You're capturing stories, emotions, relationships. It's deep.
Deep breaths, everyone. We're just getting started. So we've talked about all the feels. But now let's get down to the nitty-gritty. And you know, one thing our sources don't shy away from is the sheer amount of time this gig takes, especially when it comes to editing.
Oh, tell me about it. Post-production is a whole other beast. You run around all day taking photos, but then you've got this mountain of editing, retouching, color correcting. And it's not like you can just snap your fingers and it's done. One of our sources lays it out pretty bluntly. The often underestimated time commitment for editing, the need for high-end software, computers, storage, and the potential for client dissatisfaction if turnaround times are not met.
And let's be real, people are paying a lot of money for these photos. So yeah, their expectations are going to be sky high. One source even drops this truth bomb. You must underpromise and overdeliver, otherwise you're setting yourself up for failure. Kind of harsh, but probably true.
It definitely emphasizes how important it is to manage expectations from the very beginning. Being super clear and having detailed contracts, even if they seem a bit boring, can save you so much hassle later on.
Speaking of boring but necessary, let's talk gear for a sec. Both sources are pretty upfront about the fact that getting good equipment for this kind of work, well, it's going to cost you.
No kidding. This is where the whole passion meets business reality thing really kicks in. One of the sources just straight up says, this shit is expensive.
Yeah.
But there's a reason for that. Professional gear gets you those high-quality results, helps build your reputation, and honestly lets you be way more creative in tricky situations.
So it's more like an investment, right? Yeah. Not just throwing money away.
Yeah.
But I get it. When you're starting out, that initial price tag can be pretty intimidating. Cameras, lenses, lighting, computers, editing software.
Yeah.
It all adds up so fast.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. And there's this line in our source material that's kind of scary, actually. Starting out with less than professional gear might lead to the failure of properly capturing the day and being sued, or horrible reviews, or all of the above.
Oof, no one wants that. So yeah, be prepared to invest some serious cash to get your business going. But even with the best gear in the world, things can still go wrong, right? Weddings are unpredictable. Weather changes, someone's dress rips, you name it. It's all part of the fun, I guess.
Absolutely. That's why being able to think on your feet and solve problems quickly is so, so crucial. Our sources are all about having backup plans and just a general problem-solving mindset.
Oh, I love this quote from one of them. Going blank when 50 people are watching your every move and complaining and telling you what to do and how to do it is simply not an option. Like, you've got to keep a cool head and keep things moving, even when everything feels like it's falling apart around you.
Right. You're not just a photographer at that point. You're a director, a coordinator, a therapist.
Yeah.
Sometimes all at once. It's on you to capture the day, but also keep everything on track and make sure everyone feels comfortable and confident in front of the camera.
Talk about multitasking. And that's where having an extra set of hands can be a lifesaver, which brings us to second shooters, and assistants.
Oh, a good second shooter can be a godsend. They can get you wider coverage, different angles, and just take some of the pressure off, especially when you need to be in two places at once.
But, you know, there's always a but, right? Our sources point out that having a team isn't always sunshine and roses. It means more coordinating, there's the extra cost, and you have to make sure everyone's work is consistent and high quality. And then there's this one line that's just brutal. Most second shooters don't give a shit about your couple or wedding.
Yeah, ouch. But honestly, it really highlights how important it is to find second shooters you can truly rely on. People who will represent your brand well and care about the couple as much as you do. Building those relationships is key.
Totally. It's all about finding that balance, right? Which leads us to this big theme that keeps popping up in both of our sources. This constant tug of war between like the artistic side of photography and the whole business side of things.
This is something so many creative people struggle with, right? And one of the sources puts it perfectly. You will be working on things you don't like doing 80 to 90% of the time in order to build a successful business. So that means marketing, managing clients, contracts, finances, all that stuff is super important, but it can feel like it takes over the creative part.
Yeah, it's like having to wear two different hats all the time, the artist and the entrepreneur. And being able to balance those two, finding time for both.
Yeah.
Well, that's what separates the pros from the hobbyists.
100%. And that's where good time management and being organized are like superpowers. You have to schedule in time for your creative work, for editing, and then carve out chunks for marketing, client communication, and all those administrative tasks that come with running your own business.
Right. And then there's the whole social media thing, which can be its own pressure cooker. I mean, it's an awesome tool for marketing and showing off your work.
Yeah.
But it can also eat up so much time and just be like another source of stress.
Oh, for sure. One of the sources nailed it with this. Social media also raises the expectations of clients that can potentially be unrealistic for a real wedding day. It's like we're constantly seeing these perfectly curated feeds, you know, just the highlights reel. So it's easy to fall into the trap of comparing yourself to others and feeling like you have to keep churning out content and chase every trend.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword, for sure. You need to have a good presence on social media to attract clients, but you don't want to get so sucked into the online world that you forget about the core of your business, capturing real, genuine moments.
So true. And speaking of real moments, let's talk about the whole seasonal roller coaster that comes with wedding photography. Our sources paint a pretty vivid picture of what they call the wedding season rush. You know, long hours, tons of demand, and the potential to make some serious bank.
It's a total feast or famine cycle, isn't it? You're slammed during peak season, working weekends, late nights, juggling multiple weddings, and then bam, it's the off season. Things slow down and your income can be a lot less predictable.
That's why being good with your finances is so important for wedding photographers. You've got to be able to handle those ups and downs, set money aside for taxes and expenses, and have a plan for those slower months when bookings might be light.
It's like you need to be a financial acrobat, right? Balancing all those cash flow swings. And through it all, there's this one document that can be both your best friend and your worst enemy, the contract.
The dreaded contract. Our sources are super clear about this. Contracts protect both the photographer and the client, setting clear expectations and preventing misunderstandings. But they also acknowledge that there can be downsides, like the legal complexities involved, the need for customization for each client and service, and the potential for disputes even with contracts in place.
And then there's this gem. No one reads these until you are 3 minutes past delivery time. Then they invoke everything in the contract. Without a contract, good luck.
Seriously. So yeah, it's not just about having a contract, but making sure it's clear, covers everything, and is easy for everyone to understand. You want to avoid any gray areas that could lead to problems down the line.
It all comes down to setting clear expectations from the start, protecting yourself, and making sure both you and your clients have a good, smooth experience.
And that's what it's all about, right? Creating amazing, lasting memories for couples while also building a career that you love and that supports you.
Totally. But I'm curious, what do you think about?
Yeah, it's a big decision for sure. But hey, at least this deep dive has given you a much clearer picture of what wedding photography is really all about, right? It's a world filled with beautiful moments, so much emotion, but it's also a ton of work. You got to be tough. And it's this constant balancing act between being creative and like running a business.
So true. I mean, we've covered a lot of ground today, from the emotional side of things, like capturing those big moments, to the more practical stuff, gear, contracts, and how to handle clients and their expectations.
And let's not forget about social media and its whole thing, the crazy ups and downs of wedding season, and finding those awesome second shooters who get your vision and are all about quality.
Seriously, it's a lot to think about. Hopefully, you're feeling a bit more informed now, maybe even inspired. And definitely ready to go out there and capture some amazing memories, whether it's for your own big day or as the photographer behind the lens.
Totally. But remember, this is just the beginning, you know? There's so much more to discover in the world of wedding photography.
Oh, yeah, we've only just scratched the surface here. There are tons of resources out there, workshops, online courses, photography communities. You can even find mentors.
Exactly. So dig deeper, try new things, experiment, and find what makes your photography unique, your own style. What works for one person might not work for another, so it's all about figuring out what feels right for you.
And most importantly, have fun with it.
Yes,
Wedding
sir.
photography is all about those moments of joy, love, connection. So if you're passionate about it, let that come through in your photos. I think that's what really grabs people, that genuine excitement, the love for what you do.
Couldn't agree more. Being real, being authentic, that's what matters. But before we wrap things up, I want to leave you with something to think about. A question that didn't really come up in our sources, but it's something to ponder as you keep exploring this whole photography thing.
Ooh, I like it. Hit us with that brain teaser.
Okay, so here it is. In a world where everyone's got a camera on their phone and social media is just flooded with pictures, what does it actually mean to be a professional wedding photographer? What makes your work stand out? What do you offer your clients that they can't just get anywhere else?
That's a really good question. Makes you think about what this profession is really all about. You know, it's more than just taking pretty pictures, right?
Exactly. It's about creating a story, capturing those raw emotions, preserving those memories, building a legacy that people will cherish for years to come. It's about understanding light, composition, how it poses people. It's about knowing when those key moments are going to happen, guiding people, making them feel comfortable in front of the camera.
It's about being professional, not just with your skills, but with how you communicate, how reliable you are, being able to handle the pressure, and just being dedicated to giving your clients amazing experience. Those are the things that set you apart, the things that build trust.
Exactly. So as you keep going on your photography journey, keep that question in mind. What makes you special? What value do you bring? What story do you want to tell with your photos?
We would love to hear your thoughts on this. Share your insights, your experiences, any burning questions you have down in the comments. And hey, who knows? Maybe your question will be the inspiration for our next deep dive.
Until then, keep shooting, keep those creative juices flowing.
And remember, the best camera is the one you have with you. So go out there and capture all the beauty around you, a stunning sunset, a cool street scene, even just a little moment of everyday magic. Keep your eyes open and your camera ready.
Happy shooting, everyone.
And you know what? No matter what kind of photography you're into, whether it's weddings or landscapes or portraits or whatever catches your eye, the most important thing is to just stay curious.
Yeah.
Keep learning. Keep experimenting, you know?
I totally agree. The cool thing about photography is that it's always changing.
Right.
There are always new techniques to learn, new gear to play with, and just new ways to be creative.
So true. So keep pushing those boundaries. Get out of your comfort zone and don't be afraid to try new things. You never know, you might just discover your next photographic obsession.
It's true. And as you're, you know, getting better and developing your own style, don't forget to share your work.
Yeah.
Put it out there, get some feedback, connect with other photographers.
Community is so important, especially in a creative field like this.
Yeah.
Surround yourself with people who inspire you, who challenge you, and who support you. You can learn so much from other people who share your passion.
Absolutely. And don't forget to have fun along the way. Photography is a journey, not a destination. So enjoy the process, embrace the challenges, and celebrate those small wins.
Love that.
Every step you take, every photo you snap, it's all a learning experience.
Well said. Well, folks, that wraps up our deep dive into the world of wedding photography. We hope you enjoyed this little exploration of the art, the business, and oh, yeah, the emotional roller coaster that comes with capturing those once-in-a-lifetime moments.
It's been a pleasure diving into these sources with you all and finding all those little nuggets of wisdom.
And a huge thank you to all of you for joining us on this journey. We appreciate your curiosity, your questions, and your willingness to explore this world with us.
Until next time, keep those cameras clicking and those creative sparks flying.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.